The Last to First Run continues, mentoring new officials, and get well shoutouts. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. A wonderful turnaround has taken place in the girls' basketball fortunes at Centerville High School down in St. Joseph County, about 5 minutes north of the Indiana state line. The Bulldogs, under fifth-year coach Jill Peterson, won a conference championship and finished 19-2 a year ago, a far cry from the 4-15 mark her first season.
We have a good group, great group coming back, and they get along better than any team I've coached. They push each other more than any team I've coached. And that really just speaks volumes for the progress that we've made over the last 4 years, not just what the coaching staff is doing, but what the players have put in and what they're bringing to the table every day.
And this year's team may figure to be the best yet, returning 8 players with varsity experience, led by all-conference performers Joanna Larson and Sahara Solabak, who averaged 17 points and 12 rebounds between them a year ago. A returning senior, guard forward Carly Todd, averaged 5 points and 5 boards per game last year, and she realizes her leadership is critical.
For this year, I feel like I can be more of a team leader. I can help people. So just, I guess, being more of a team leader and giving advice and working together and just getting better every day.
The Bulldogs enter this week's play at 3-1. You can read more about Centerville basketball on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to New Haven's Romeo Weems, who had a triple-double, 33 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists in a 20-point boys basketball win over Warren De La Salle last week. And the wrestling team at Coleman, which participated in its first match in 20 years last week, a double duo where Bryce Middleton and Cooper Kozak won both of their matches. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
The MHSAA often talks about recruiting new officials and retaining those folks that give officiating a try. Without question, the most important part in getting a new or young official off on the right foot is the relationship with a mentor official. For that rookie referee, it is critical that they connect with an experienced official. Even though they may not work every game with that experienced official, that person serves as a sounding board or a mentor, someone that can give advice and feedback and suggestions for improvement over a new official's first 2 or 3 years in the game. Mentors are what keeps officials in the game.
Thanks, Mark. There's always help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. We'd like to wrap up today's show with a shout-out to two great friends of high school sports who enter the holiday season facing some health challenges. First, best wishes to Bronson Athletic Director and girls volleyball coach Jean LeClaire, who is battling cancer for the second time in 4 years, facing an aggressive but treatable form of leukemia. She's going to be in the hospital for at least a month, and a GoFundMe page has been established to help with the family's expenses. LeClaire has directed the Vikings to 3 straight Class C girls volleyball titles and was a 2015 recipient of the MHSAA's Women in Sports Leadership Award. And longtime MHSAA Finals public address announcer Eric Oforseth is in rehab in Traverse City for the next week or two, recovering from a bout with pneumonia. The 87-year-old Forseth has been that voice above the crowd for nearly 5 decades for MHSAA championships in several sports. We'd appreciate you keeping Jean LeClaire and her husband Dwayne and Eric Oforseth and his wife Lynn Alford in your thoughts and prayers during this holiday season as they recover. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.